Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's our commitment to you. Our commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates, we've got weekend affiliates, and I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was, well, the thing I missed the most was the
firearms.
Good.
Wow. I wouldn't have given it to a teacher. They're notoriously panicky around firearms. And I don't know. I always figure that...
Best we had, you know, probably, I think we had three hosts every night just to make sure that we had a variety of, you know, personality.
Yeah, I've spent most of my life owning guns. I haven't had one for like the last year and a half or so, but beyond that, you know, and I've never shot anyone.
Yeah, I walked around with the 350.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations busted into the studio and destroyed things, maliciously pulled wires out, and basically just took us off the air. And
the terrorists attack, as I like to call
it. It was the raid that could have been a telephone call. And, not a surprise. They seem to wander through here whenever they darned well feel like it. And, heck, if you're not going to file civil lawsuits against them for it, why wouldn't they? So they did it, and we're trying to put things back together. Our main host, Ian Freeman, who, if you've listened to the show very often, you certainly are familiar with him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He is in the pokey right now, and I don't know when he's going to get out, honestly. His lawyer's asking for bail, but haven't gotten it yet.
And the judge said she would make her decision.
Import, purchase, selling, or transfer of handguns nationwide.
All the more reason to get out of Canada.
Well, it makes sense for them, though, because they are forming a police state, and if you're going to have a police state, you don't want armed people, because armed people can fight back.
Now, apparently they're not going around and confiscating guns yet, but this is probably a first step of
Given
many.
Time.
The government gang says they will also be removing gun licenses from people involved in acts of domestic violence or criminal harassment, such as stalking. The liberals plan to fight gun smuggling, they say, and trafficking by increasing criminal penalties, providing more tools to investigate firearms crimes, and strengthening border measures.
How bad is gun smuggling into Canada anyway? I can't imagine that's much of an issue for them, right?
I have no clue.
I don't know.
There's probably some coming in from New Hampshire.
To Canada, though?
Where there's demand, product will flow.
I guess. It just seems likelier that, you know, New Hampshire would be receiving them from Canada. Hey, yeah, bring us your guns. We want them. Instead of the other way around.
The thing is, if you have a place where everybody is disarmed, that's a perfect place to commit crimes. And so there's going to be a lot of call for illegal guns.
True.
The bill will create a red flag law allowing courts to require that police considered a danger to themselves or others surrender their firearms to the police. The government says it would...
You know my issue with red flag laws? We dealt with this a lot in Mississippi. They wanted to... I don't remember exactly what they wanted to do, but they don't realize that this is going to prevent trans people from owning guns. Because so many people make the argument that, you know, trans people are mentally ill or whatever. Yeah, that's a red flag. And especially in these conservative states that want to do these sorts of things. Mm. Absolutely. These red flag laws, you have to avoid them from the beginning. Don't even open that Pandora's box.
And trans people have a special need to defend themselves because, like it or not, they are more likely to be subject to assault, and they're more likely to need to defend themselves.
So what brought this to my attention was I saw a clip of Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, the main
scumbag guy there,
total douche, talking as though this was already a done deal. And according to this story here, it looks like it's a bill, but I guess the suggestion is that they probably believe they have enough people to pass said bill. Liberals say they will require long gun magazines to be permanently altered so they can never hold more than 5 rounds. So
isn't it weird that Canada is reacting to shootings that happen in the United States?
Well, you can say that that's what this is, but Canada has been cracking down on the freedom of their people consistently over time, just as every state everywhere has.
I mean, I think mostly Canada is reacting to Trudeau's feelings of inferiority because Canada isn't China. You know, they don't have 25 million people locked up for no reason.
Well, they tried. I mean, Canada was the most restrictive place in North America when it came to the COVID restrictions. They still, I believe, have restrictions as far as air travel is concerned.
Yeah, you have to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm.
So it was really bad there.
And
until
actually,
the truckers
crossed the border at all. So oddly enough, if you're not vaccinated, they won't let you leave. You're a prisoner in Canada,
of
where
your
you
own
think
country.
They'd want to get rid of you.
Yep, that's right.
You can't leave Canada. See, I would have assumed that it was the country that you were trying to go to. Their vaccination requirements were the ones
you
that mattered.
You wouldn't be able to get on a plane. You may be. I don't know about crossing the border into the U.S. I know that commercial traffic was restricted. I don't know if all traffic was restricted in the U.S.
Oh, this was the point of the protest that the truckers did, right?
That was one of the things that the truckers did. Yeah, they clogged up the border crossings.
And it was because they were being told they had to be vaccinated.
Correct.
If they wanted to ship into the United States and all of that. Okay.
So the regulations here, again, are going to... This is a pretty big one, that any quote-unquote long gun... So the initial things we were talking about are restricting the transfer, the sale, the purchase, selling, etc., of importing handguns. So they're specifically targeting handguns. But then later, they talk about how magazines must be permanently altered for long guns. So rifles will need to have their magazines altered under this new law to never hold more than 5 rounds. And if you don't, then...
Because they never send less than 6 cops.
They will also be banning the sale and the transfer of large-capacity magazines under the criminal code. So, I mean, this is a pretty serious set of regulations and laws. They say that they are... it sounds like they're planning on moving on this very quickly, but I don't know what the exact timetable is. It says here the number of registered handguns increased by 71% between 2010 and 2020 in Canada.
Good for Canada.
Reaching about 1.1 million of them. Those are the ones that are registered.
Well, it's time to fight back while you still can.
According to federal statistics, handguns were the most serious weapon present at the majority of firearm-related violent crimes between 2009 and 2020. Legislation tabled Monday builds on previous federal steps. 2 years ago, the government announced a ban on over 1,500 models and variants of what it considers assault-type firearms, and the Liberals plan to introduce a buyback program to offer compensation to affected owners and businesses. And we had heard about...
How do you compensate somebody for taking away an inalienable human right to defend themselves?
There is no compensation for that. And we heard about that firearm restriction where they banned a ton of models. That came out, at least that we found out, during the trucker protest. So this is the next step after them accomplishing that crackdown, is to go after handguns. If you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. Aria, of course, you talked about a solution for some of these folks in Canada. If you are a gun owner, if you really appreciate that freedom, all you have to do is cross the border into New Hampshire and find somebody to fall in love with and marry, and you should be good to go. I mean, I'm not an immigration attorney, but I'm pretty sure that's one of the easier ways to become a U.S. citizen is if you actually marry somebody here in
well,
the U.S.
as a felon, I could definitely use a wife who can keep and bear arms. So,
there you go.
You know, give me a call. Have your people call my people.
Would you accept a man?
Huh?
Would you accept a man?
No.
No, okay. Well, gay marriage is a thing here in New Hampshire. It was the one of the states that was, I think it was the first state to actually pass it with legislative measures instead of doing ballot measures. I think the state of New Hampshire was the first to do that.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on the coming and current crackdown in Canada on guns and going after rifles. Now they're going after handguns. They're going after magazines. They're going to restrict, apparently, presuming this bill passes, and they're acting like it's going to, restrict magazines of long guns, they call them, to no more than 5 rounds. Here in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
Also, Bitcoin.com, great place to go and start learning about cryptocurrency. You can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and they will give you some introductory videos, and you can watch those. By the way, Bitcoin shot up a little bit today. I think it was up like 10%.
That's good news.
Today, so crossed $31,000 for the original Bitcoin BTC. And will it stay there, or is this what they call a dead cat bounce, and it's going to go down even further from here? Who knows? Only time will tell.
A dead cat bounce?
Yeah.
I've never heard the term before.
Yeah, it's evocative, isn't it? It really calls up an image.
I mean, I would imagine they don't bounce very much. Is that the idea here?
I don't know. It's just that somebody named the charts when they, you know, it
bounces
goes
and then
down,
it thuds again.
Goes back up and then it thuds again.
Do dead cats land on their feet?
Ooh, good question.
I'm thinking not.
I'm going to test that one. Bitcoin.com, you can click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can learn the basics there. Because whether or not you want to get into it now or later, or do what they call dollar-cost averaging, and buy a little bit every week or every 2 weeks over time, and that way you don't have to worry about what the price is, you just constantly accumulate more of it, you can certainly learn about how cryptocurrency works over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. So we started out with this story out of Canada where they're going to be cracking down on guns. And, I mean, it seems like it's a done deal. They've already been targeting, quote-unquote, assault rifles. Now they're going after pistols. And we just touched on the idea of possibly migrating to New Hampshire. Now, obviously, it's harder for somebody internationally to move to New Hampshire. It's easy if you're in the United States. You just pick up, grab a Greyhound, pack up or fly over, or pack up a moving truck, whatever. It depends on how much stuff you have. Hopefully, you'll sell some of it before you get here because it makes it easier.
Travel lightly.
Yeah. And then you come on up here and you find a place to stay, and there's usually plenty of options. And you get plugged in with the community here. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to do that usually. But when it comes to being an international migrant, it gets a little bit trickier.
Does it for Canada? I can't imagine the U.S. government is in too much of a hurry to round up and export the Canadians, right?
Well, they're harder to detect, I imagine, just by looking at them.
Ah, true.
But that said,
you have to listen for them to say A and stuff like that.
Crossing the border was, I mean, at least when I was growing up in Detroit, crossing the border to Canada was trivial. And crossing the border back.
It's not the same way today as it was when you were growing up.
Yeah, it changed after 9/11, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's gotten worse progressively, I think, since that time. Yes. Yeah. Or regressively.
It seems crazy to me that, I mean, bill restrictions notwithstanding, it seems crazy to me that I can't just drive north for like 3 hours and be in Canada.
Nope.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You can. You just have to be very, very careful not to cross the border where there are thugs.
Well, it would be difficult. I imagine they have one anywhere there's a road that can accommodate a vehicle, right?
Yeah.
So I'd have to, like, park my car and walk across the border.
Yeah, I used to
there.
Know a marijuana dealer who would backpack across the border. She would go up to Canada and get what they call BC buds back then. It was higher quality than you would typically find in the United States at that time. We're talking about like 25 years ago at this point. But
was that from, I wanted to say British Canada, but British Columbia?
That's what they say, but who knows where it was actually grown. That was just the street name for it. And she'd like load up a backpack full of vacuum-sealed bags of marijuana and hike across the border with it and hope to not get caught.
Long tradition. Back in the day, they used to wait for the Detroit River to freeze.
Oh, wow.
And this was before it was so, I don't think it freezes anymore. It's pretty chemically altered. Treated these days. But they would wait for the Detroit River to freeze, and then the bootleggers during Prohibition would drive across the Detroit River and get themselves truckloads of booze.
I mean, whatever works.
Yeah, so it's a lot harder now, but we've got a great community of freedom-loving people. That's the difference with New Hampshire's. You're coming to a place that has thousands of like-minded. If you're a libertarian, if you're a liberty-minded person, if you're just like a conservative who likes guns, well, you know, we don't really care if you come here or not. But
go to Texas.
Yeah, like, Texas would love to have you. But liberty-minded people, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, you are not likely going to find anything like this in Canada. I know there is like a Free State Project copycat that started up. I think it's Nova Scotia. I think
it would make so much more sense that those people would just bite the bullet and move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of diffusing us into, you know, 60, 70 different identical free state projects or free state countries or whatever it is we're trying to do, you know, if you're trying to do something completely different like a ZA or one of these little freedom kingdoms or whatever they're called, special economic zones, mm-hmm. I understand that. But if you're just trying to mimic the free state project, then just join the free state project.
Especially if you are female. I mean, any female libertarian who moves to New Hampshire basically has her pick of thousands of libertarian
often
males.
The, like, not desirable, though.
What do you mean? The not undesirable libertarian males?
Yeah.
She would have her pick, though.
Well,
I mean, of...
I said often. I said often.
Some of them are, I mean, desirable. There's way more males than there are females, is the point I'm
making.
There
are, yeah.
So, of those who are not hooked up with somebody already, then you've got a lot of options. So keep that in mind. And, you know, there's a lot of gay guys here in New Hampshire as well. It's like
a
striking
surprising number of gay people.
Striking.
Well, I figure if you understand basic economics or you understand the need for self-defense and you're gay, you're not going to become Republican probably because,
there
are log cabin Republicans, but who wants to join a party that hates you?
So anyway, check out the Free State Project, and, you know, if you want to come visit, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is right around the corner at this point. We're like 3 weeks away from that, so head on over to the Free State Project's website, Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. You can learn more about their event. It's sold out, but, you know, if you're persuasive, you can probably figure out a way. I think they're selling tickets on the secondary market, so there are, like, you know, other tickets.
I have a ticket we
could
give away to a listener.
The ticket scalpers now?
There are, yeah. There were people who knew that this was likely to sell out because last year sold out for the first time ever. And so a bunch of people bought extra tickets that they knew they wouldn't need early on last year, and they're now selling them.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you go to porkfest.com, you can learn about that. Forkfest, of course, is also coming up. That's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to forkfest.party and learn more about that event. It's happening June 27th through July 3rd at the same location in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. And rumor, by the way, that a Free Stater is looking to buy a different one, not Mark, who was looking several years ago to buy Rogers Campground, but a different Free Stater is in talks to purchase Rogers Campground.
That would be a beautiful thing.
I hope so. June 27th through July 3rd. We'll look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting for both of those weeks. At least that's our plan. Forkfest.party and go and learn more about the event there. That's Forkfest.party. More coming up here. We'll talk about...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says we honor those who gave it all to defend the idea of America on Memorial Day.
If we forget what they sacrificed, what they made, so that our nation might endure, strong, free, and united, then we forget who we are.
Biden mentioning again that his son Beau passed away from brain cancer years after serving in Iraq. The president says those who died serving chose a life of purpose. Another Fed Reserve policymaker is calling for at least two more interest rate hikes of 0.5% each. Fed Governor Christopher Waller saying he supports tightening policy by another 50 basis points for several meetings. Waller making the comment in prepared remarks for a financial conference in Frankfurt, Germany. This is USA Radio News. Gas prices jumped 2 cents over the weekend. The national average for the price of regular is up to $4.61 a gallon, according to AAA. Arkansas and Georgia have the least expensive gas in the nation, with statewide averages of $4.13 a gallon. The most expensive gas in the country is in California, where the statewide average is up to $6.15 a gallon. As far as why gas prices are high, AAA spokesman Andrew Gross tells Fox News,
don't foresee oil prices really dropping all that dramatically. And the global price of oil accounts for about 60% of what you pay at the pump. And if more people are hitting the road and you have this sort of increased demand at gas stations, you could see these prices stay high throughout all of summer and into the fall.
Police say 40 people were shot in Chicago over the Memorial Day weekend. 6 of them were killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio tonight. Aria's got a story coming up out of Florida about a Florida boy.
Yeah, you know, Florida's always floated as this alternative to New Hampshire, an alternative to the Free State Project, or a competitor in terms of liberty or whatever. And, you know, New Hampshire has its up and downs, as does Florida.
Sure.
But I can't imagine too many New Hampshire police are running around arresting 10-year-olds.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I have not heard of that story. We're going to get into the details on that on the way here. But yeah, it's actually kind of frustrating to see all the Florida pimping going on out there. And there's a lot of it, actually. There are
libertarians. There's a lot of Florida hookers.
Well, I'm talking about from the libertarians who are trying to market Florida as though it's some sort of a liberty destination. And they're even calling it the Free State of Florida.
And this is all because DeSantis was, like, right on, like, one issue, and that was not locking down or masks.
Yeah, that's it.
And he wasn't even fully right. He was just right-ish.
I mean, imagine being a libertarian and actually getting excited by a politician who's a Republican or a Democrat.
I can't imagine getting excited. I watched some of the libertarians.
I've gotten excited about some Democrats or Republicans, but they were anarchists.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about, like, the true part. I'm not talking about Ron Paul, okay? I mean, I'm talking about people like, you know, a governor. Like, we don't have any anarchist governor types, right?
That would be
awesome.
We've
got some anarchists who ran as Republicans and Democrats in the legislature.
In New Hampshire, specifically. Yeah. I don't think you can find a single one of them in Florida. In fact, I asked one of these Florida pushers just within the last 24 hours. They were high off their Libertarian Party National Convention.
High off of that?
Thing. Oh, yeah. People are very excited about what happened with the Libertarian Party over this this past weekend. We can talk about that, too, if you want to.
I think it's worth laughing about that anyone could be... what happened that anyone was excited about? Did I miss something?
It was a total takeover by what is called the Mises Caucus, a group of what are ostensibly more principled people, although we might not agree with them on every single point.
What effect do these cheerleaders for the Mises Caucus think this is going to have?
Well, maybe it will return. I think the best case scenario is the Libertarian Party returns to actually having principled messaging, which they did at one time in the past.
That's going to be a result of the candidates, though.
I think it will have principled messaging on most issues. The exception will probably be immigration.
Oh, really?
I would not be surprised if that was the case. My understanding is that the Mises Caucus tends to be border lovers, which is funny because they're also ostensibly anarchists, and
that's frustrating if that's true.
Be anybody to enforce the borders under anarchy. So.
The Mises Caucus is a broad concept. I remember when Michael Heiss, I don't remember how his last name is, H-E-I-S-E. I remember when he first formed it, I was excited, but I was one of the initial 200-ish people that he had, and it was just a Facebook group then. Mm. But then, sure enough, the border-itarianism started coming up, and the very, very light racism from some of the members, not all of them by any means whatsoever, and it's not to say the Mises Caucus is racist or anything like that, but there was some light racism floated by some of its members, and that was being used to justify the border-itarianism.
Hmm.
That was when I was like, nah, I want nothing to do with this, I'm out, I love the idea. Of, having a caucus within the Libertarian Party that's motivated by economic concerns and things like that, but that's only partially what the Mises Caucus was from the very beginning. And now you've got people in it like Jeremy Coffin and stuff like that, and it just seems to be, he's not a racist or a bigot or any of this stuff.
I didn't catch any racism or bigotry from any of the Mises people here in New Hampshire.
My understanding is Maj Tahour is part of that group, so they do have
the Black Guns Matter activist from Philadelphia, I think.
So, and he's always struck me as good people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he would be involved with racists, considering they wouldn't like him very much.
And I will say this, I did watch some a fair amount of the convention, the S show, if you will, over the weekend, and it always is an S show. It wasn't an S show just this year. It's every
time. I had it on, but I was playing video games through it, so I didn't have to I can imagine these poor souls who were trapped there.
Oh God, it's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
I would never want to actually attend one of those things, but it is kind of entertaining.
I'd have a blast. I probably wouldn't, spend a lot of time in the convention itself, but
well, that's what I mean,
I'd spend a lot of time schmoozing people in the hallway of the hotel.
Yeah, if you were working the halls or something, if you had a table outside, it wouldn't be so bad.
Porkfest and Liberty Forum and everything else. I almost never go to the speeches.
But what I wanted to point out was there was some controversy over the Mises Caucus changing some of the platform. And nothing was changed regarding immigration, at least not that I was aware of. So I don't think that came up. I don't think that was an issue. It wasn't a controversy in this case.
The most controversial thing was they removed the plank that said we condemn bigotry.
No, they replaced it.
It was then replaced with one written by Spike Cohen that basically said, we support the rights of all people.
Yes.
So, some extent that's an improvement because, condemning thoughts and feelings isn't really the purpose of a political party.
Yeah, I thought the replacement text that they had for that was fine.
Mm.
If anybody cares, we can pull it up. But they haven't actually updated their website yet, so whatever's on the Libertarian Party website today is still the old platform, the old language.
Right.
It may take them a week or two. I don't know how long. First, they got to get the keys from the old guard and then take it over and then update it. But the one that was most controversial was that there were two of them. So there was the one that you were talking about with the bigotry, And then there was they eliminated the abortion plank entirely.
Which is fine because they didn't really say anything in the first place except, oh, okay, we don't think the government should really be involved in this, which, you know, is the pro-choice position.
That's the libertarian position.
Yeah, but a lot of pro-life people felt uncomfortable with that because they don't understand that pro-choice doesn't mean pro-abortion. It just means I respect an individual's right to choose. If an individual decides they don't want to get an abortion, they think it's immoral, hey, I respect that decision.
Well, but the concern, I think, on the other side is if you take that plank out, then are we going to see people who are pro-lifers who want to use the state join the party?
We already have those in the Libertarian Party, so that won't change anything. There's plenty of pro-lifers who are libertarians here in New Hampshire.
Well, regardless, it's all changing out the deck chairs of the Titanic. You know, the Mises Caucus, they did do a total sweep. Like, they won every single seat. They were talking about going in and doing this, and they succeeded 100%. They literally took over the entire party. So it is going to be interesting. I will say this.
I mean, congrats on electing the turd sandwich, guys.
Well, I mean, they seem like they're pretty principled, and if it does result in the messaging from the party being principled, it'll be like the first time in almost 20 years that that's been the case.
I don't think they got
Ron Paul to the convention.
They did.
That impressed.
When's the last time that happened?
Yeah. I mean, we tried after 2008 and after 2012, so yeah. I guess if the Mises takeover was what it took to get Ron Paul there, then maybe...
Technically,
I can't complain.
Ron Paul spoke at a Mises event. He did not speak on stage at the Libertarian Party convention. So Mises held sort of their own little party, I guess, after hours, right? So there's the daytime things where they sit in a big room and they argue over bylaws and elections and things like that. And then there's like the nighttime party where they, you know, have a big dinner or something. And so Mises had their own room in the hotel or whatever, and that's where they had Ron Paul speak.
I don't see the messaging from the Libertarian Party changing as a result of this, though, because they don't control what the presidential candidate and the vice presidential candidate say. And those are the ones that everyone listens to about what the LP stands for.
I see what you're saying there. I think you're going to probably, hopefully, see a more principled candidate for president.
No, man, they'll vote for the first drug warrior who comes in there with Republican money.
I don't know. These guys took over this convention, Arya. They took over the convention. That means they can take over the next one.
Because they want to win. And that means money. That means Republicans.
That means no drug warriors, though. There's no point.
Can't stop Bob Barr.
We will see.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We still have to get into the Florida boy story, which is actually more about the Florida cops. Which, it is a police state in Florida, by the way. And that is one of my major comebacks when it comes to these people who have been promoting Florida as some sort of a destination for libertarians. It's like, yeah, if you just want to go and chill on the beach for the rest of your life, then move to Florida. The weather is fine as far as if you like it really hot all the time. Then you'll get that there. But you won't get a real libertarian movement that is actually growing and effective in any way, shape, or form. And all you have to do is look at their results. Go ahead, pull up the Florida gubernatorial or the elections for governor down there and take a look over the last three decades or whatever and see if there's any movement in any kind of a positive direction indicating that maybe the libertarians there are getting some sort of foothold or changing people's minds.
No, look what they just did to Disney, all because Disney exercised their right to free speech. And, the government came, the Floridian government came down and said, okay, we're rescinding your rights to run your own city.
60-year deal where you have essentially a special economic zone. They just pulled it right out from under them.
All because Disney said something that they didn't like.
So if you want to weigh in, and nobody, you lived down there as I did for some time.
Yeah, I lived down there. I mean, I was involved with the Libertarian Party in Florida, and it was very small. Mm-hmm. There were half a dozen to a dozen people on our county committee.
Yeah. I think there were 70-something at the state
convention.
And that
was actually a relatively high energy time for us because at that time.
Is that Joe Redner?
Yeah, they outlawed lap dances, and Joe Redner, who owned the strip club, the Mons Venus, which I don't know what it's like now, but it was a great strip club back in the day.
I suspect he passed away. I mean, he was pretty old.
But he was running for city council, and they outlawed lap dances, and he kept doing them, and he had this marquee sign outside his restaurant, and he'd put things on the sign like, Car 54, where are you?
I never got to meet that guy, but I did.
He was good.
I did hear about all that, and that was pretty entertaining. But you know,
what was the rationale for banning lap dances?
Conservatism.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. Is people pretend that conservatives are pro freedom, but they want to control your sex life.
Yeah,
they absolutely do,
and that's what Florida is all about. Florida is a conservative state. Although, you know, as they point out, some of the lefties are pretty entrenched in the big cities, and it's been a close call when it comes to governor elections there. DeSantis didn't win by a whole lot. And, of course, the important question is, what about libertarians? Because, you know, anybody that's distracted by this DeSantis and thinks that he gives a rat's ass about freedom in any way, shape, or form, is you're wearing rose-colored glasses about this guy. He has never seen a pro-cop law that he didn't love.
And drug warrior, as far as I know.
All in on that.
You know, they were always all in on the drug war in Florida.
He made a special police force just to enforce election law recently. So he literally expanded. There are now election cops in Florida.
That sounds like a police state.
Yeah. But when I bring that up I brought it up recently in this discussion I had with some of the Floridian promoters the other day. It's like, yeah, it's a police state. Oh, well, no, it's not. Well, okay, yeah, if you live out in the woods, just like if you live in the woods anywhere, you're not going to encounter a lot of cops. But I'll tell you, where I grew up in Sarasota, Florida, I went back to visit, like, I don't know, it's probably been most of a decade at this point. But they had red light cameras up at, it felt like, every intersection. And I felt like everywhere I looked, there was a damn police car sitting at one side of the intersection or another. And when you drive around during election season, the police unions literally take out billboards endorsing candidates. Have you ever seen anything like that up here?
No. Red light cameras are, I think, illegal here in New Hampshire. I think we confirmed that recently. And there are a lot of cops in New Hampshire. Per capita, I believe it has an unusual number of cops. But they are...
I think it's about average.
They're still a little bit less evil and tyrannical than your average city cop.
I would say New Hampshire cops are the probably the finest swine you'll find.
Excellent way of putting it, yes.
Let's go to somebody who isn't quite in Florida. He's calling from North Georgia. Steven is on the line. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, so I called about one thing, but I want to address the libertarian stuff for a second, if you'll let me.
Of course.
Here's why it matters, and here's why it's a really big deal.
What?
The Mises caucus taking over.
Okay.
Whatever caucus is in charge, basically their guy is going to win all the officerships, right? Their guy is going to get to run for president. Their guy is going to get to sit in the chairman position, right? Like, you have to be a member of that caucus to get big positions. Here's the other reason it matters.
But not necessarily. I mean, this isn't a presidential election year. Anything could happen between now and when they actually go to nominate the presidential candidate.
That's true. And I think that's what you were getting at earlier. I think it was in the last segment, Aria, where you were suggesting some terrible person will get the presidential nod, even though Mises is quote-unquote running things.
I think if Bill Weld came back and was like, hey, guys, I want to run and I want to be your presidential candidate, they would bend over backwards for him.
That's
and the
former governor of...
I would be very surprised if that happened.
That's the former governor of Massachusetts. But the point I think that you didn't get explicit about this, Aria, what they can do is, and what they've done in the past when they nominated people like Bill Weld or Bob Barr, these former Republican-elected government goons in previous elections, was a bunch of Republicans came in just for the convention. Like, they weren't active with the party in any meaningful sense, but they bought memberships in the party and they swarmed in to the convention just to get their guy on the presidential ticket. So in the same way that the Mises Caucus swarmed into the convention this year, there could very well be a whole bunch of Republicans that swarm in coming up, because they don't need to come this year. They need to show up in 2024. And if they try to pull that same tactic, then it is going to be a very interesting presidential debate, at the very least, for 2024 for the Libertarians. But Stephen, go ahead.
So I have to disagree a little bit, because walking into 2024 with a Mises Caucus overtake is really going to give us a shot at having a decent presidential candidate. Could things change? Sure.
Not absolutely. Unless they change the rules to say you have to have been a member of the party for, and I don't know what the rules currently say. Maybe they've already done this. I don't know. I didn't pay close attention to the convention. I watched some of it, but certainly not intently. But unless they change the rules saying, oh, well, you have to have been a paying member of the party for the last 2 years, then, you know, if it still allows people to just sign up the month before or whatever and then go to the convention, there's still a very real possibility of a conservative takeover.
I have a follow-up question about the presidential candidate as well. I would imagine that whoever was going to be, you know, if we were going to actually stay within the party and run a Libertarian candidate for the Libertarian presidential nomination, Spike Cohen is the guy you guys have in mind, right? I mean, there's no other front runner with anywhere near the amount of popularity that he has.
I like David Spike Smith. Cohen a lot.
Both of those are non-starters.
I'm not fixed on him. I would have to see who the candidates were. But
so Stephen just mentioned a guy named Dave Smith, who has become very prominent in the last several years.
Again, on social media, that's the same issue that Spike Cohen has.
He's got. Look, I don't really know a lot about the guy. I mean, we do have his podcast on LRN.FM, but he's one of the few people that doesn't answer his own emails. He's got people for that, so I've never actually spoken with him directly. Like, normally when I approach a show for inclusion on our little Liberty Radio network, it's the person who hosts the show that writes you back, right? In this case, I've never actually spoken with him, but he gets
that's
a lot.
That's a good sign that he has people, because it means that he's bringing in revenue enough to pay those people, and
yeah, maybe
he values his time.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the thing I wanted to say about him is that he's become very popular in the last several years, and he's spoken at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Apparently, he's been on Joe Rogan more than once, so a lot of people say, oh, well, if he can get on Joe Rogan, maybe he can get more media attention than previous presidential candidates. So I think, you know, you're going to see, as usual, a bunch of different candidates throwing their hats in the ring, and I think it's way too early to pick a winner, but he definitely has a lot of people that back him.
I'm not saying pick a winner. I'm just saying I think we would have the front runners, you know, that it would be clear at this point. I think you're probably right. Dave Smith and the Spike Cohen are probably them, and I don't see either one being a very good candidate. But that's just my personal opinion.
I like Spike.
I've heard a lot of good things about Spike. I don't know him personally, and Dave Smith seems like a successful comedian, so, I mean, that doesn't seem like a bad thing. But, Stephen, I think he had more to say. We'll continue here in moments. Hour number two is coming up. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.